Sebastian Gorka, Greatest Threat from Coronavirus is Democrat Push for Mail-in Voting. By Robert Krajicek on April 17, 2020. The greatest threat the coronavirus outbreak poses to America is the Democrat push for nationalized mail-in voting and ballot harvesting, determined Sebastian Gorka, host of the America First radio show, former deputy assistant to President Trump, and author of The War for America's Soul, Donald Trump, The Left's Assault on America, and How We Take Back Our Country. Gorka joined Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Democrats are trying to use this virus as a reason to change fundamentals in the United States. And it doesn't get much more fundamental than voting, said Marlowe. There's a big push from every corner of the Democrat Party. From Michelle Obama to Elizabeth Warren to Nancy Pelosi to Eric Holder talking about how we can use this openly to fundamentally transform our voting system. Marlowe continued, what they want to do is they want to have ballot harvesting. And, mandatory, or automatic, is the right term. Vote by mail where they're sending out ballots that will, no doubt, be used for fraud. Gorka replied, this topic you just raised is the greatest threat to our republic related to this coronavirus. Democrat governors and mayors are using the coronavirus outbreak to expand their control over the population, noted Gorka. This week, Governor Northam, the butcher of Richmond, under the cover of the coronavirus, has been taking unconstitutional decisions left, right, and center. Gorka continued, Ralph Northam changed the laws on all the purchasing of handguns. He said that no ID is required to vote in Virginia. This is a taste of what the party, the Democrats, are going to do across the nation. The Hill described Northam's removal of voter ID requirements as expanding access to voting. Virginia will no longer require voters to show a photo ID prior to casting a ballot, and the state will join a handful of states across the nation in making Election Day a state holiday, Governor Ralph Northam, D., announced Sunday. The idea that we're going to have mail-in voting and ballot harvesting legal in all 50 states. Gorka remarked, this is only one objective to make sure the Democrat Party can steal every single election in perpetuity and forever be in control of both houses and the White House. This is where we really have to get our A-game on. We have to get America back to business. We have 20 million people who have been put on the unemployment rolls in just 3 weeks. Gorka warned, after that is solved, in the meantime, we must be very cognizant of the fact that Democrats have no soul and will use this tragedy to try and bolster their position so that they are in power forever. These aren't fringe figures, this is a former Attorney General of the United States saying that we must change voting practices forever in America, Gorka concluded. Eric Holder means making sure that they can lie, steal, and cheat, and never be caught again. Assorted Democrats and affiliated news media figures have almost uniformly called for vote-by-mail election reform during the coronavirus outbreak, including former President Barack Obama, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Left-wing billionaire George Soros is funding lawsuits and activism pushing for mail-in voting. Democrats' desired electoral reform measures would make it easier to cheat in elections, explained legal expert Hans von Spakovsky. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.